Thy will, not our will.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. And thank you, I heard you, Steve, that you came in and started the recording. Thank you so much. And then Adele is here as well. So I am going to be doing just a running down kind of how we do intergroup meetings, a little bit about what an intergroup representative is and how intergroup, a little bit about the service, not hierarchy, but the way that Compulsive Eaters Anonymous works with, you know, the areas and the districts and the and intergroups and world service and that, all of that. So if you are an intergroup rep, especially if you're going to go to the meeting right after this, if you have a copy of the agenda that was sent, that is the outline that I'm going to go through. And what I'd like to do is just go through it, and then if you have any questions, write them down, and hopefully we'll have time at the end to go through them. And I just want to do kind of a broad overview. So, yeah, we start off with an opening prayer, kind of a grounding thing that we do for our meetings, just like our regular meetings. And I start off doing the roll call. The numbers of meetings represented it. So the Phone Bridge has a whole bunch of meetings. We have a whole lot. And in order for us to vote on different things, you know, we need to make sure that we have enough people to have a quorum so that, you know, that we're represented. So as an intergroup representative, you know, you're representing the people at your meeting. And see how we, all the members of the fellowship, have the right to question things that we do, to suggest ways to function so that we're, you know, providing service for the newcomers, for folks that may be suffering, for the people that are in the program. And Steve and Adele, if you want to jump in at any time, please feel free. So that it doesn't become, you know, the Linda, Steve, and Adele show and Becky show, you know, that we're not making decisions across the board saying, this is how the Phone Bridge is going to be. But we want to hear what everybody has to say, what everybody, any ideas, suggestions. You know, our world right now is radically different from what it was, you know, January 1st of 2020. And things have changed. And so as a group, as CHOW, as a Phone Bridge, you know, there are things we're going to need to adapt to. And people may have ideas that they've gotten from other fellowships or other, inspirations that, you know, people have the right to share that. And I think as members, we also, I would call it a responsibility to listen and to consider without decisions for, you know, it's policy, not personalities. That's what that part of the tradition means. So once, you know, we need to find out meetings and how many people are available. So part number three, the chair's report or announcements. And it says things to consider. The intergroup executive, or the executive board, you know, people send us things, suggestions, requests to put on the agenda. And so we as an executive board meet 2 weeks prior, at least 2 weeks prior to our intergroup meeting. We go through all of that and determine, you know, what should be brought to the intergroup. Some things, you know, we as the executive board, our job is to provide support and to make sure that we're following the bylaws, the traditions, the steps, the tools. And so, for instance, one thing that we're going to talk about today and the groups might consider how to best increase participant sharing so that the same people are not sharing at every meeting. As an executive board, we look through, and you know, one of our traditions is that each group is autonomous. So, you know, this is just a reminder that, yeah, if this is a situation that has come up in your meetings, yeah, maybe you want to try, you know, this particular thing, or even if it's not an issue, it may just be something that you want to try. You know, and that will come up later on at the meeting. The secretary's reports and the approval of last meeting's minutes. So we had a new change in our bylaws that the secretary will provide the draft of the meeting minutes 2 weeks within 2 weeks. After the meeting, and so we're doing that. You know, that's what was considered necessary, and the intergroup wanted that to happen. So now, as an intergroup representative, it's really important to look at that and really to check and make sure that it's accurate. If there's something that you know, you took notes on. And I go, oh, wait a minute, I thought, you know, this thing happened. Or if you said something and it wasn't notated and you feel like it needs to be, then this is the time of the intergroup meeting where you address that. Even if it's, you know, if somebody misspelled the name or transposed the time, you know, at 2:45, but, you know, the secretary wrote at 2:54. You know, those are all important things that need to be brought up so that we can have that an accurate accounting of what happened in 9 minutes. So again, it's very important that, you know, we're making sure to get those minutes to people while it's still fresh in your mind. You know, so please make sure to look at them when they come in and then review them again before the meeting. So if anything comes up, we can talk about it at the meeting. And then the new intergroup rep. If you're a new intergroup rep, or if you're at a meeting where you have a new representative, now please make sure they get their information to the secretary so that she or he can send out information to the appropriate people, and so that we have an accurate account of how many meetings are being represented. And the treasurer's report, we're on down to number 5. The office, so see how, as a whole, we have an office, and there's a paid staff person, per traditions, and she is the person that, you know, kind of keeps the books, right? And she helped Adele compile all that information, and normally that is sent out with the agenda or soon after the agenda. And we had a little snafu for this particular meeting, and I'll let Adele address that when we come up at the meeting. Again, when you take a look at it, when you get it, please take a look at it and see, you know, if you have questions like, what does this mean or what does that mean? I took a business class not long ago, only a few years ago, and I'm still confused with debits and assets and things like that, and it's really important, you know, it's our money, you know, as our intergroup, when we give our seventh tradition, you know, and then the seventh tradition, you know, does get broken down to help pay for that staff person who helps to keep track of, you know, bank accounts and money's coming in and out, and to help pay for our website and the literature and when literature gets printed and the, you know, the office, you know, sends out the literature to our literature person. It's an important thing, and that's why seventh tradition is important as well. So when we go down and talk about the Area 10 report, I really really encourage you all, anybody, encourage your sponsors, and ask your sponsor about it, to go to the See How website and really explore. There's loads of information. There's, you know, I don't know if you know, there's all kinds of recordings and things to listen to. You know, for now, if you're done with watching TV or Zoom, whatever, you know, and if you're taking a walk, you know, you can listen to a See How speaker. You know, it's something you can share with somebody that maybe they are not sure about See How. They don't know that. Send them to the website. You know, go download this speaker and listen. And or your, you know, family, people that don't understand, maybe that would help them as well. But for those of you who are listening, get a pen and paper. I would really like you to write this down on where to find the information specifically for PhoneBridge. So if you go to seehow.org and go to the tab that says Service Bodies, it's on the left side, the right side, and then go to Intergroups, and then go to the areas, and under Area 10, which is going to be all the way at the bottom, because it starts 1, 2, 3, all the way down to 10, there's a See How PhoneBridge Intergroup, and you can download the policy manual. And that is, the one that's in there is dated November 27th of 2016. And actually mine is from 2018. So we'll talk about that in a little bit, about bylaws and policies. So the policy manual is, it's a historical document. It's the history of the PhoneBridge. You know, it may sound like a scary, the policy manual. It's really just a list of the things that the PhoneBridge Intergroup has decided. You know, let's see, I went down to say, so, let's see, so, in 2010, the marathon meetings, right, that we do, it was decided, you know, which days we were going to have marathon meetings and what time they were going to start. And then a couple years later, 2013, the fellowship decided to add Memorial Day and July 4th and Labor Day. And then in 2015, added the spring marathon and the times. And so this is what the policy is. To see how PhoneBridge Intergroup policies. It's just a list of different things. And I'm kind of a nerd about this stuff, but I love reading about it because it gives me some instruction of, oh, that's why we do this. Oh, that's what so-and-so was talking about at the meeting when they mentioned, you know, area assistance. What is area assistance? What does that mean? The WSO, why do we do that? Why do we have white bandanas? Why are we buying white bandanas? Well, it tells you in here exactly why. You know, for people to go to the convention every year so we know who's in the PhoneBridge. And then it also specifies how much money we're going to spend. So I encourage you to look at that. And then you can also look at the bylaws. And the bylaws, the revision I have is from 2018. So it's 2020. So for both of these things, okay, 2016, 2018, let me bring that up later. Okay, so let's talk about the bylaws. Also, to me, it's a scary sounding thing, document, you know, bylaws, what does that mean? There's going to be big words that I can't pronounce that are in Latin. And, it's not very scary. It's all these words or things that I know, and it just talks about, you know, how we're going to conduct meetings, who is going to be on the executive board, how much abstinence requirements they need, you know, and a quorum. What's a quorum? Well, it says right here, it consists of 50% of all the filled positions plus one. So that's going back, why we do the attendance, the roll call. How many meetings are represented, And how many total meetings are there? Because we need to have 50% of the filled positions of how many intergroup representatives there are. So the secretary needs to know how many intergroup representatives we have, so we know if we have 50% of them plus one, so that we can have a quorum if we need to do any kind of elections on for anything. So I encourage you to read that as well. You know, again, we're sheltered in place. If hopefully you've got some time to just sit around in the shade or the sun and just enjoy, go through that. You know, this, to me, this is a fellowship that has really given a lot to me. And so it's, I like knowing the history and things. Okay. Committees, the reports about how the committees, what they're doing. So if you are a committee leader, oh, I'm sorry, let me go back. So we were talking about Area 10. So the areas are just what they sound like, you know, regions around the world. The, you know, Area 1 is primarily the West Coast, parts of the Northwest, and Area 2, all the time, we also have a UK and Europe intergroup. We've got Area 10. We are kind of the not face-to-face people. So the phone bridge, the electronic intergroup, we have both English and Spanish. You might not know, but we actually had Zoom meetings prior to the shelter in place. We've had two of them for a couple of years. I mean, they started, I think, pretty much right after I came in. So there's an intergroup for that, for those folks, because things come up. You know, they want to have their own meeting formats that address what they need and have different bylaws and different policies. I take that back. The bylaws, right? Yeah, they're for phone bridge. Okay. So we have one person, our Area 10 representative, and I believe that's still Suzanne E., who kind of oversees all those. You know, and so we give information to her, and she takes it to the World Service. She gets information, and she disperses it to us as well, so that everybody knows what's going on. And then as or, you know, from Area 10, she passes information to us, the Phonebridge Intergroup. We pass it to the intergroup representatives, and then we get to tell everybody what wonderful things we're doing, especially, you know, the past month. We've had our World Service. We've had Connected in Place. You know, it's, again, it's a glorious thing. Okay, so then after that, we talked about committees and, you know, whatever committee information needs to be passed out. Then we come to old business. And if you ever wanted to know what old business is, it's basically things that we started talking about at the last meeting, or maybe we've already talked about these things. And either we ran out of time, and so we needed to table it and bring it to the next meeting, or something came up and we need to kind of follow up on it. So, for example, today we're getting an update on the policy and bylaws committees, something we talked about at our last meeting. So remember a few minutes ago I just talked about the bylaws are from 2018, the policy is from 2016-2017. So last intergroup meeting, folks said, hey, you know what, we need to update these things. And so it was determined, it was voted on by the group and approved by the intergroup that we would form, the committees would be formed to go through these documents and say, hey, is this really up to date? Wait, or, you know, wait a minute, this is from, you know, 4 years ago. Is that appropriate? Do we need to do this? And then if things needed to be changed and updated, then they can bring it back to us, bring it back to the intergroup and say, you know, we saw this line. No, doesn't apply anymore. You know, we technology changed. Nobody does that, so we'd like to take it out. Or things have changed. We'd like to add something because it's important for us to do for our abstinence and for our safety as a fellowship. I see how as a whole and the phone bridge and the participants on the phone bridge. So that's something that we're going to talk about today. And then the next thing we have is new business. And we have, if you're looking at it, it says M/S/, and then there's a little space. And then it says to only send announcements to intergroup reps. Members who are not intergroup reps can get the announcements from the announcement phone number or their intergroup representative or their intergroup rep. So new business shows up when any member sends a request to the executive board. So it comes into our email, and you know, we have the executive board meeting to talk about what do we need to bring to the inner group. And there are some things that are, you know, already taken care of in our traditions or the steps or the tools or the see how concept that, you know, we don't really need to bring to everybody. The few meetings we last had, the last meeting maybe, we talked about the meeting formats and should we have just one meeting format. And really kind of came down to, now each group is autonomous. You know, we have different groups, different meetings, different literature meetings, speaker meetings, topics. Each group gets to make up their own mind. So that those are things that, the executive board can say, you know, maybe that's really already taken care of. And so when it says motion, so somebody sent a motion to the executive board, and then the S, the letter S means second. That means if the executive board looked at it and went, yeah, we second this motion, let's bring it to the inner group. So this particular motion to only send to intergroup reps, to only send announcements to intergroup reps. Well, let's go back to our policy manual. Several years ago, 2015, there was a decision made that the secretary will make available to members who are not in the intergroup reps the announcements upon their request. Okay, so this is a policy. And now, somebody wants to make a change to this policy. So we need to bring that to the inner groups. We need to ask you, as a representative of your particular meeting, your group, what should we do? And we get to talk about it. And we get to go through Robert's Rules of Order. And we've got some cheat sheets. And I believe new inner group representatives get sent that sheet, and if not, let us know. Send something to phone bridge VC for vice chair, and then I will check in with the secretary, and we'll talk about that. You see my time? Okay, so we've got 5 minutes. So Robert's Rules of Order. So we got a motion. We got a second. Now we're going to ask for three pros and three cons. What do you want it, do you not? Do you think it's a good idea? Why? Or not a good idea? Why? If nobody has a con, then it automatically passes. We might as well not do anything further. But we do the three pros and three cons. The chairperson gets to determine if we need more or you know, how the chairperson's the one who kind of is the facilitator of the meeting, keeps things going, and then we have a vote. And if it passes or doesn't pass, whichever happens, the people who, you know, quote unquote, lost the vote, if somebody has new information that they want to share to try and maybe persuade the opposing view. They can share that. If they're just going to say the same thing over and over, no, you don't get to do that. You don't get to, plead with people. But if you have new information, you can do that. And so this is, it's really important that if one person says, I don't think this is a good idea, or it says here way down in this little, sentence in this, in the service manual or the wherever, that this isn't, this is how this is supposed to go and this is how I interpret it. You know, it's amazing how many things have been changed because of that. And so it's really important to get everybody's feedback and thoughts and opinions on what's happened, what's happening. I'm going to skip down to the what is on your mind section. Let me first of all say that Steve, who's our current chairperson, put together this kind of this outline of our agenda with the intention that there are spaces for you to take notes. It is a beautiful gift because I actually kind of fudge mine around a little so that I have spaces where I can put notes so that I can have for my personal to remember. When I was an intergroup rep, I took notes about what things passed, what didn't, how money, who said what, things like that, how many intergroup reps were present, etc. So the last section is called What's on Your Mind, and it's 2 minutes. And I said, Steve, because I this is something new that we've been doing since he's been the chairperson. Anybody can speak for 2 minutes on any topic. And it's not a discussion. It's, not a request of any sort that's going to be answered or finalized at that time. But it's an opportunity for anybody to share any ideas. If you have a gripe about something, if you have a gratitude, people use their 2 minutes to say, hey, yay, see how we're doing these Zoom meetings, and yay, we were available when this whole thing, this shelter in place started, and hundreds of people showed up on phone bridge meetings because we were established and we could help one another. One of the times that, another thing is sharing ideas. Somebody may have an idea, and we've got so many phone bridge meetings that meet at different times, that maybe the 5:30 a.m. East Coast time meeting, maybe somebody has an idea that the people on the West Coast that meet at 6 p.m. Our time, so 9 p.m. Eastern time, that maybe they had the same idea. Or one says, oh gosh, this is a great idea. Maybe we can do that too. And then you have an opportunity to communicate with one another, and that's what those 2 minutes are for, the things that are not necessarily going to fit into any particular box for our agenda, that, there's all of us are together in one place at one time, on one phone line, and somebody says, I have this idea, or I have a thought, or somebody mentioned, and then, we can get together and just make our phone bridge just better and better and more available and more thoughts. And okay, and I believe that's all I have. And thank you for those who showed up. And if you have any questions about anything, please don't hesitate to email the executive board. That's exactly what we're here for. And for me personally, it's my pleasure.